Drought is hard on California. It's hard on agriculture. It's hard on wildlife. It's hard on people who love lush, green lawns. But Jay Lund, director of the Center of Watershed Science at the University of California, Davis, says it's also useful.
California is a dry place. We kind of need to have a threatening drought every generation just to wake up the agencies, wake up the professors, and wake up the politicians to remind them that we have this. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up in the long term for not being prepared.
Lund recently spoke about the drought in San Francisco. He says it's been good in marshaling the political will to plan ahead for more dry years, which, given climate predictions, almost certainly lie ahead. Sonoma County Supervisor David Rabbit was part of the Proposition 1 negotiations in Sacramento.
Sonoma County, from our perspective, as a non-water project county and having a local supply, what's in Prop 1 we feel is good for us, ultimately, long-term, in terms of making our water supply more reliable and resilient.
While Sonoma County's water supply will remain locally sourced, there are a number of ways the county and the North Bay could benefit from water bond money. Investing in recycling is one route. Rabbit serves as the chair of the North Bay Water Reuse Authority, a collection of three counties and various water and sanitation agencies who want to see water recycled in the North Bay. The project has done well in winning federal funds, and he's optimistic for their chances of gaining state funds as well.
On the recycling side, there's $725 million statewide available. The North Bay Water Reuse Authority is the number one project at the federal level in terms of competing for dollars. So we feel if there's dollars available and we're eligible, we'll do quite well and bring some of that money back to Sonoma County.
There's also money in the bond for increased water storage. Rabbit says it's unlikely that Sonoma County will see more surface water storage, dams and the like. Instead, it's more likely to invest in groundwater storage, replenishing aquifers during wet months to use during dry times. Ecosystem restoration is also a focus of the water bond. Healthy ecosystems filter water, retain it longer, and support wildlife. Some money, for example, will go towards restoring Dutch Bill Creek near Occidental. It's a Russian River tributary that has been identified as crucial for coho salmon recovery. Money will also go towards upgrading regional water treatment facilities so the water can be recycled. In this way, Rabbit says, the county will be taking a multi-pronged approach in preparing for future water needs.
There's not one single bullet that's going to solve all the problems. It's conservation. It's dealing with surface water. It's dealing with groundwater. It's dealing with recycled water. So it's really this conjunctive use, which I think Sonoma County has been in the forefront at.
So does that mean there is reason for optimism? Here's Jay Lund of the UC Davis Center of Watershed Science again, the man who said droughts are useful for galvanizing action.
We often think sort of gloom and doom about California water problems. I highly recommend that you read history on California water. We've always been gloomy and doomy about it. We've always thought that everything was too controversial, nothing could ever be done. But in the end, we've always changed how we do it, and really we've made it somewhat better, even as our economy has continued to grow.
And he thinks it's likely California will adapt in the future, too. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.